Emmanuel Macron gambled that a short but intense election campaign would be enough. It was. His comfortable margin of victory over Marine Le Pen gives him a second term at the Elysee Palace. Only two presidents before him have managed that. In his victory speech, Macron promised that his next five-year term would be different.
This new era will not be a continuity of the five previous years, but the collective invention of a revised method for five better years for our country and our youth.
For his supporters, this is a win that endorses what they believe is their country's role at the heart of the European Union.
I'm very happy. Up to the last minute, I thought I would have fainted. You never know in life, anything can happen.
Today, abstentions were significant, but Emmanuel Macron did a good job in the first years of his mandate, and he deserves to lead France again.
Marine Le Pen gave the far right their highest share of the vote in a French election, but her path to the presidency was blocked again by a Republican front. In other words, many voters who'd supported other candidates in the first round voted this time to keep Le Pen out.
The game is not over, since in 3 weeks' time we will have the legislative elections. That, as we know, are a distortion of the political trend and create a risk of Emmanuel Macron concentrating all executive and legislative powers.
Jean-Luc Mélenchon, the far-left presidential candidate, took just 1% less of the vote than Le Pen in the first round. He wants his party, France Unbowed, to win enough support in the legislative elections that Macron is forced to appoint him prime minister.
To all of you, I say, do not resign yourself. On the contrary, go candidly and completely into the action. Democracy can once again give us the means to change direction.
The war in Ukraine and the rising cost of living were main concerns for French voters. Both issues will likely dominate the start of Macron's second term.
There probably won't be much of a grace period for the president, especially from the left, many of whom voted for him reluctantly. Macron has promised to raise the retirement age, make it easier to hire and fire workers, and reform unemployment benefits. Protests that scarred his first term could erupt again. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Paris.